I'm a princess boy, and I love wearing dresses, and I love the colors of pink and red.
I'm a princess in a castle.
For little Dyson, now 5, this is part of his everyday play. But for his mom, Cheryl Killa Davis, it took some getting used to.
My initial reaction was to redirect, play with the truck, or read certain books.
When Dyson wanted to be a princess for Halloween, Cheryl initially resisted, but soon changed her mind.
My older son, Kobe, said, "Mom, why can't you just let him be happy?" And at that moment, I knew that this was more my issue. And if Kobe could be a ninja, why couldn't he be a princess?
Since then, they've allowed their youngest son to explore his interest in all things dressy and sparkly.
He's not contagious. He's just a kid, like any other kid. Plays checkers, he plays in the trees. He just likes to do it in a dress. Big deal.
He likes pretty things. Pink is his favorite color.
The experience led Cheryl to self-publish a book, My Princess Boy, which she wrote as a tool to encourage acceptance of Dyson and his dresses.
A store clerk once said to me, "Are you really going to buy that for him?" And I said, "Can you just read this book for 60 seconds? And after she read it, she apologized.
Word spread. Their story appeared on a local TV talk show and in People magazine. Soon, a major publisher picked up My Princess Boy, which landed in bookstores across the country just before Christmas.
I think it's fantastic, and I think that what it tells us is that these boys, their parents, and the social world is no longer the same. There is an audience for this book, and there are people who need this kind of information and this kind of help.